This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Monday, November 28th. Smart beta ETFs that focus on low volatility strategies were popular in the first half of the year, taking in about $20 billion and doubling their size. Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas says there's been a reversal of flows for these products.
Really, the turning point was Brexit. Brexit killed low vol.
Balchunas says the tide turned for so-called low vol ETFs in July as investors became more optimistic about the market's outlook.
Low vol doesn't do well in a momentum, bullish environment. It's more of a factor that does well when people are a little nervous and they go to stocks that are more safe and secure, like utilities and consumer staples. So low vol naturally isn't working. And the reason you see outflows is because, let's face it, performance chasers are going to chase.
Balchunas says low-vol ETFs outperformed the broader equity market by roughly 7% in the first half of the year. And since July 1st, they've underperformed by about 7%.
So, like little kids chasing a soccer ball around the field, a lot of the flows were basically just people looking for a quick buck. Although, I will say they had about $20 billion to begin with. Those are probably people who legitimately bought them to bring in some low volatility factor into the portfolio. Those people probably are not going to leave.
Balchunas says low vol ETFs are generally sold as a way to reduce risk in stock investing, and portfolio managers would generally tell investors to hang in with these factors. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.